Hey, this is Pastor Jay Lee, and you're listening to the Daily Sabbath Podcast. Hey guys, Pastor Jay here. Welcome to the Daily Sabbath Podcast. And I just want to wish you a happy Friday. Hope you guys have some excellent plans for the weekend. And, you know, frankly, even if you don't have something amazing planned for this weekend, I hope that it's a good weekend, that it's a restful weekend, that it's a weekend full of fun and family and friends and definitely worship. Now, obviously, today is supposed to be interview day on the podcast. And I do have an amazing interview with you guys that I really wanted to share today because it is just the perfect wrap-up to Women's History Month. But I need one more week to edit this episode. Yeah, we just had a lot of technical difficulties on this episode, and I just need a little bit more time to edit. But I didn't want to leave you hanging, so I have another devotional that I'm going to share with you guys today. And this is actually a devotional that I wrote for the SOAR Journal. If you guys recall, Monday's devotional was shared by Amy Hafner, who is the founder of the SOAR Journal. And so I've been contributing twice a month to their Instagram blog. And so I'm going to share the most recent devotional that I wrote for the SOAR Journal. But one last thing before we get to the devotional, I just wanted to mention that I'm actually creating a Spotify playlist. As you guys know, I've been featuring a lot of independent Christian artists on the podcast. And I honestly almost enjoy sharing their beautiful music more than even doing the podcast itself. Maybe just as a fellow content creator, I appreciate and understand the struggle of trying to share your work and trying to share your art. But also, the music is just good, right? I mean, some of these songs are just on repeat now on my Spotify list. And so I wanted to put together a Spotify list of all the different artists that have been featured here on the podcast. And so I'm going to put a link to the Daily Sabbath Spotify list in the episode description so that you guys can listen to these songs. And actually, there's quite a few artists on there that I haven't even had a chance to share their music yet. I've got a lot of great music that I can't wait to share with you guys on future episodes, but you can get a sneak peek if you go to the Spotify list. So go ahead and check that out. Listen to it while you're, you know, on your run, or listen to it while you're working. But let's support these independent artists. And who knows, you might find a new favorite song, or you might find a new song you want to play for worship at church on that playlist. All right, so with that being said, here is our special, I apologize that today's interview is not ready yet, special bonus devotional. Luke chapter 6, verse 41 and 42. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me take the speck out of your eye," when you yourself fail to see the plank in your own eye? You hypocrite. First, take the plank out of your eye, then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Jesus here uses sarcasm and a bit of humor to make a point. Don't judge someone for the speck in their eye, while all along you're walking around with a plank in your own. And note, Jesus didn't say that they couldn't help each other with their specks, but that they should deal with their own plank first. Then they will be able to see clearly to help each other with their specks. See, sometimes I think our natural tendency is towards judging people. It's so much easier to see the flaws in other people than it is to see our own, isn't it? There's a fine line between recognizing the sin of others versus judging them for it. And the difference is when I judge someone, in my heart, I'm thinking that I am morally superior to them. I stand over them as judge and jury and condemn them in my heart as less than or unworthy. Now, maybe this isn't always conscious. Sometimes these toxic attitudes are subterranean in our hearts and go undetected. But the way that they can surface is in our lack of compassion or empathy towards certain people. But ultimately, all judging and condemning of others as less than or unworthy is hypocrisy. Because I am just as fallen and prone to weakness as anyone else. Perhaps my sin issue is not the same as yours, but all of us have a sin issue. And to be sure, it's probably a plank. Lord Jesus, rather than looking with contempt at others for their shortcomings, help me to look at my own. Thank you that you have shown me amazing grace. Help me to give that out to others. And help us not to judge one another, but to support one another with compassionate accountability to grow into fullness and maturity in Christ.
Listen.
The closing song for this episode is by Floetic Dre. For more music from Floetic Dre, you'll find a link in the episode description. If you're enjoying the podcast and you would like to support us, you can leave us a rating and review at Apple Podcasts or Spotify, or you can buy Pastor Jay a cup of coffee. Visit dailysabbath.com or our Instagram at dailysabbath.
No more fear, no more tears, God is still here. No more fighting, no more raging, no more violence. No more lying, no more hiding from reality. No more crying, no more dying if I had the power. We want change, but won't change, we the main problem. No more hating on a Judas if you say you a Christian. And be the light and the salt that the world is missing. And sure, but we call the gospel to people who still don't get it. No more doubt or no more gossip, no more sneak dissing. Confrontation can be healthy if we start to listen. No more shooting, no more killing, no more heartbreaking. No more lusting, no more cheating, no more divorcing. Phenomenal record speaking existence. Godly influence, I feel like I'm that. Losing no God, Christ uplift me. 8+ years, I feel like I'm a vet. So every time I fall into a trap, you know I bounce back. I pray that my sin could be forgiven, so I could be fully glided in a world of darkness. So no more darkness, no more setbacks. No more slacking, no more quitting. And no more judging, unless it's Yahweh. I wanna do more than rapping, I wanna help you. I know that the world is helpless without a savior. Pray that you seek for God when the world hates you. Lately I feel empowered by the spirit, so thank you for being you. Now I gotta outlet. So no more anger, no more lacking. And no more acting like you ain't chosen. And no more late nights, full of nightlife. Oh God, my God, man, it feel right. For truth, I pray to you, I trust in you, I trust the gifts to the world in me. I will place my faith in you. You never failed me, you never left me. So no more doubt.
Jesus.